podcast and of the world, in which the gods known as the Aesir will meet the legions of evil led by Loki, the trickster god, in the battlefield of Vigrid, a doomed confrontation in which nearly all participants will perish, and the earth itself will be consumed in fire. But you don't have to worry about that. That's just in Norse mythology. In actuarial terms, as used here, Ragnarok refers to...
And I think we all have
the same thing.
Moments that are vertiginous and terribly exciting, very frightening.
Lifestyle.
We realize the contemporary, absolutely. And I think it is terror and ecstasy. And we retreat from it because we can't stay in that state of panic, which is, I think, the real response to what's happening. We're more comfortable with an earlier version of who we were, what we were. It makes us feel more in control.
Two sea-sized eyes that are crusted with rune and asteroid dust. He stares fixedly at the destination.
I would hear the moan wafting across the hills and fields and know that in perhaps a half an hour or so, one of the living dead would be paying me a visit. In instances such as these, I would stop dead in my tracks and patiently prepare myself for the attack.
Something bad had happened in Middle America, and some very, very deep within, something seemed to say, everything is different from now on. Something very fundamental has changed here. It's that truth is stranger than fiction factor keeps getting jacked up on us on a fairly regular, maybe even exponential basis. And I think that's something that's peculiar to our time. I don't think our grandparents had to live with that.